In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, my friend, how are you? How was your weekend? How was your week, I guess? We haven't had a weekend yet. I'm out of it. Anyway, what's been up? How you doing?
We have had a weekend. You know, we just, you know, talked about it on Monday's episode, probably.
Right.
But my week's been good. The Super Bowl's in New Orleans, and so I've been out and about, like, looking at the city and seeing all the activities and just all the people that are here, all the security that's here. I mean, we got National Guard on every corner. This is probably the safest city in the country right now. So it's just been a really cool experience, and I'm excited to see what the weekend brings. I bought a ticket to go do the NFL experience on Saturday, so I'm going to go. You get to see the Lombardi Trophy. You get to see all the Super Bowl rings that have ever been made, and it's really cool to be, like, a big Saints fan and, like, have it in our home. And, you know, I was talking to my friend thinking, like, if I was an NFL player and it was in my city, regardless of me going to the Super Bowl, how freaking cool. Like, hey, bros, come see my stomping grounds. Come see what I do. This is what we do. And just, you know, you get to have all the fun and you get to go home and sleep in your bed at the end of the night. So I was like, it's pretty a pretty cool experience. But how's your week been?
My week has been pretty good, and I'm excited for you. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. What is kind of funny to me is, you know, I think we talked about a lot, but I'm kind of infamously not a like giant sports fan.
Sports fan, I know. So I'm like hyping it up. And you're just yeah, cool, bro.
Well, what's funny is somehow I scored two tickets to the fan festival here in Nashville.
Go.
So, yeah, we're going to it's going to be Nissan Stadium, and we're going to watch the game, like, from the stadium, walk the field,
that's cool.
Meet some players and stuff. So
that's
not
cool.
Quite as exciting as being, you know, where it's actually going to be taking place. But, you know, I got offered the tickets, and I was like, Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about it. I don't know who I'm meeting. They're like, oh, this guy's going to be there. I was like, cool. They have food and they have drinks. So I'm like, all right, I'm definitely down to go. And I think there's like cornhole and stuff. So
it'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
So I have something in the works, but we're going to let it play out before I talk about it on the podcast. But hopefully some really fun, exciting things to talk about when we meet on Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And I'm sure if everything goes to plan, you'll be riding a pretty big high. So
I'm already smiling ear to ear because the details are coming out right now. So I can't wait to tell everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to put anything out there.
I don't want to put anything in the universe. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because if it happens the way that I want to, it's going to be pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah. Maybe I'll see something cool at Nissan Stadium. So
yeah, you might see me on TV.
Maybe.
No, so it's Thursday. I'm kidding.
We'll have to wait and see. But again, I'm, you know, just super excited that you're pumped for it. And I know, you know, the Saints are your team and you know, it's got to be super exciting. I know I was flying out of Michigan when they were doing the NFL draft, and just the buzz there for the draft was insane. So I can imagine.
It's one of the biggest events in the world that's happening 5 miles down the road. You know, it's just huge to think about how many people internationally watch this. It's like the Olympics, but of football. You know, it's a big deal. And then there's just all these different artists coming in and singers. And like, I just got word that Lady Gaga is filming something tonight at like 3 in the morning on Bourbon Street, some video for something. And so my friend's husband is working down here. And he's like, yeah, I have to like be there to be security. And I'm like, well, I need you to get me details so that I can just randomly show up and run into Lady Gaga.
Like, oh, Gaga, ooh la la. That's a bad romance.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll be the paparazzi.
It's funny though, because when we talk about football, I think you get more like passionate and energetic about anything else that we ever talk about. So she's like, yeah, yeah. And it's here. And the players are here.
No, like right now, I'm just really excited because, you know, but
yeah, no, no. And I'm excited.
If it was my Saints, we would be taking the week off. I would be at everything decked out in my black and gold sparkle.
Yeah. We'd be recording the podcast. You'd have face paint on.
Yeah. Like, who dat, baby?
Yeah. I don't know if she's a Saints fan or if she's auditioning for Kiss, but either way, that makeup's pretty cool. So,
anyways, we've been rambling on about football, and probably half of our listeners are like, we will listen to true crime, not a football podcast.
Right, 110%. So this week is my case. I guess we can quit the Gabby Gabby, get into the Stabby Stabby. Now, I do want to warn you, you know, I try to give trigger warnings just when things, you know, might be upsetting to certain listeners. And, you know, I know, for myself, cases like these kind of affect me pretty roughly as well. So this case does involve a child. So I just want to make sure I'm letting you know. And it is a short on time episode, so it is kind of a shorty. But as we were going through it and I was doing the research, I just really couldn't believe what I was reading. And it's very recent. So I was kind of, even though it really bothered me a little bit, I was kind of interested to bring it to you and see what you thought and see what our listeners think. So I don't know. What do you say? Should we, again, quit with the Gabby, get to the Stabby, break down this week's Short on Time case?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. For this week's Short on Time case, we're headed to my old stomping ground, Detroit, Michigan, where on January 6, 2025, a homeowner on the city's west side was preparing their residence for a new tenant. While working in the backyard, the landlord spotted something strange, and it appeared that someone had dug a shallow grave. As the property owner got closer, they noticed something even more shocking. It looked to be a small human foot sticking out of the ground. The police were immediately notified and dispatched to the scene. The remains would be exhumed, and an autopsy would later reveal the victim to be a 9-year-old boy. It would be determined that the child had died from smothering and neck compression, ruling the young boy's death a homicide. The victim would later be identified as Zamar King. The boy had lived in the rented home with his mother, 41-year-old Brandy Catrice Pierce. Now, it's alleged that on October 24th, 2024, Pierce fatally assaulted her son. Then, according to the landlord, Pierce moved out of the home abruptly on November 6th of that same year, relocating to Cobb County, Georgia, with her 3-year-old child. Now, in December of 2024, before Zamar's remains were located, police in Brookhaven, Georgia, investigated Pierce for another case, this one involving her still-alive 3-year-old son. Court records show that Pierce was charged with first-degree cruelty to children and was unhoused at the time. The charges in that case are still pending. Now, Brookhaven police also contacted the Detroit PD at the time of that arrest. On January 10th, 2025, Brandy Catrice Pierce would be arrested and charged with first-degree premeditated murder, first-degree felony murder, first-degree child abuse, tampering with evidence, and concealing or interfering in a death. This was only 4 days after the body of her son was discovered. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy is requesting Pierce be extradited from Georgia back to Detroit. And at a press conference, Worthy shared that the investigators believed Pierce killed her son, bound his hands and feet, bought a shovel, dug a hole, and buried him in the backyard before leaving the state for Georgia. Now, it was suggested that detectives have a motive, but none of that would actually be shared until trial. If convicted, Pierce could be sentenced to a mandatory life sentence without the chance of parole. So, Olivia, that's this week's case. Definitely want to come back to it, make sure we get some updates, but what are you thinking? Where's your head at?
I mean, John, this case is pretty gruesome, and it happened just like last month. I know we don't do a political podcast, but I just think that if you don't want to be a parent, don't have children. And I can say that till I'm blue in the face. And I just, these poor kids, I mean, they don't know what they don't know. And the three-year-old, that's when you're learning and you're testing boundaries and you're trying to see what you're allowed to get away with and learning right from wrong. And they don't understand. They don't understand. No, they're learning that. And it's just so sad that the mother can do that to her own flesh and blood children. Like, I know kids can be annoying, but they're your babies and you're supposed to nurture them and take care of them and love them and support them. And if you can't do that, then don't have them.
Yeah. I mean, to me, this person's a downright monster.
Yes. Like,
you murder your child.
You buried him and you just left him for dead in the rental backyard.
Yeah. In a house that, like, you're renting, right? Like, this is your son and you discard him like a piece of garbage. And then you immediately are like, I'm leaving the state with my 3-year-old. And then you get in trouble, you know, for
child abuse
on the 3-year-old. You know, it's like. And I don't know if it's necessarily like this person even wanted to be a parent or, you know, if they just got pregnant or, you know, I'm going to be very interested to find out what happens in the trial and what evidence is presented. But, you know, to be that landlord and be like, yeah, I was just, you know, renting this house to this family and all of a sudden they left and then you find one of those kids buried in the backyard. And I will say, I don't know if the name Kim Worthy was familiar to you, but we've actually talked about her before. She's the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. She was the prosecutor in the Michigan Thrill Kill. One of the very first episodes that we did. And that was the murder of Daniel Sorensen, the one that happened across the street from my house. Yeah.
It's like, you know her.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't play. So, I mean, that happened. I was just out of high school. She's still the prosecutor. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, like, when she's coming after you, like,
she's coming.
Yes. And she's faced a lot of criticism for things and in the past and stuff like that. But
I mean, anybody in that position would.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, she's definitely not one that, you know, I would want to have prosecuting me for anything. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, I just think about, and we talked about it before, but like your mom is the person who is supposed to
love you,
take care of you and check in on you and, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, it's sad to think that somebody in your life who's supposed to protect you and who's supposed to be your cheerleader and who's supposed to root for you and, you know, pick you up when you skin your knee and, you know, I love my dad, but, you know, a lot of like how I learned to be a good man was from my mom and like how you treat people and, you know, and so the fact that your mother could do something like this and then just leave you like you were nothing it's terrifying.
Yeah, I agree. It's just a sad case overall.
And I really hope if like she is guilty of this,
that she gets life with no parole because that's what she deserves. In my opinion, my thoughts.
Well, and the crazy thing is that life without parole, that would be just for the first charge of murder in the first degree.
Oh, that's not even including all the other charges she has against her.
Yeah. So she could be looking at, you know, that same charge, you know, 3-4 times. So, you know,
no reason she should get a plea deal because the case is done. She did it.
Yeah. And, you know, when you just, you know, again, it was like a week in between that she was like, yep, I killed him. I buried him in the backyard. And then within the week I was gone, you know, and the landlord was just like, oh, I guess you're leaving, you know? So I don't know. I really hope that 3-year-old son that she has lands somewhere that's going to be like a safe environment and just, you know, gets what his brother did not get. And, you know, that's just, you know, love and somebody to take care of him. Yeah. But if we're talking deadbolt test, where does something like this fall for you? I know, you're not like having kids or anything like that, but
I don't have a kid, but this is a 10. I have fur babies that are acting up right now and it's a 10.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. It would be a 10 for me too, just because I don't understand it. I just don't, you know, there's stories like this that go back. I remember the woman who claimed that she was like carjacked or whatever, and they stole her kids. And I believe in that case, like she had either drove them in the lake or, you know, the lady who drowned her children in the bathtub. And every time I read one of those stories, I'm just like, how could you do that?
Give your kid to somebody else. Just give them away. Give away your rights. Somebody will take care of them and love
them. And like, listen, I understand like postpartum depression is like a real thing.
Oh,
but
yeah,
postpartum 100%. Depression doesn't last until your child is 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. So, like I said, the fact that there is somebody who could do something, like Millie is my world, dude. And like, no matter how much she is ever, I mean, every day there is something that is testing my patience.
You know what I mean? She's a child. Like, that's what they do. We do that even when you're 35 years old. I still test my mother's patience.
Well, I swear to God, she's been doing this thing lately where I'll be like, what pajamas do you want to wear? I don't know. Okay. Well, what about this one? I don't know. All right. Well, I'm just going to, I don't want to hear, I don't know which one. And she will like shrug her shoulders and put her hands up and just be like,
Hey, so she won't welcome say to it. Being a girl dad.
Yeah. She won't say it, but she's like, I don't know.
I don't want to wear that one. Not, I don't know, but I don't want that one.
Yeah. I'm not saying it, dickhead. That's like pretty much like the vibe. And so I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to pick. And then it's Meltdown City. I don't want that one. I don't know, you know, but for all of that, like testing my patience, at the end of the day, I feel like it makes me a better dad because I have to learn how to be compassionate. I have to like
see it from her perspective.
Yeah.
And educate her and teach her. And
yeah. And most of the time it's because she's tired and she's had a long day. But like, again, not to like get off on like a tangent or anything, but it's like, your job as a parent is to like be there and to help your children grow and push past those feelings and things of that nature. So no matter what, like I am ride or die for her until, you know, I take my very last breath. And to think that there is somebody out there who, you know, I have friends who their kids are addicted to drugs and are like, hey, like I can't be a part of my child's life. But like, I love them more than anything. And if they are in a spot where they can come back to my, like, cause you have to set healthy boundaries.
Yeah. 100%.
But are like, you know, if they can do what they need to do, like they're always welcome back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a parent's love should be like that, where it's always here. It's always available. And, you know, to think that there's just somebody who could do something like that, it breaks my heart. So I'm going to put it at 10 all day. Well, that is where we fall in the deadbolt test for this week's episode. Olivia and I are both coming in at a 10, but as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Zamar King fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can reach out on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you are not in our Facebook group, what are you doing? Come hang out with us. We'd love to get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with you, get to know you, and just kind of, you know, shoot the stuff with you. So if you'd like to join the Facebook group, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. Come on, we'd love to have you. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks to get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help us out. That is patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening and sharing what we do with your friends and family, the people who are important to you, means just as much, if not more. So if that's you, you're telling people to listen, letting them know to check out the show, just know that we appreciate you. Again, it's all about growth and helping new people find the show and building our community. And nothing does that like word of mouth. So if you are sharing this, just know that from the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That is all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
And don't forget to hug those babies. We will see you next week.